Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, let's get this phone party started.
The Nico Show presents Phony Baloney.
Zach and his wife are planning the perfect birthday for their five-year-old this weekend. And you better believe that good old Randy is here to sabotage.
Hello?
Hello there. Can I please speak to Zach?
This is Zach. Who's this?
Hey, Zach. This is Randy. I'm calling from Bouncing. How you doing today?
I'm all right, just a little busy.
Fantastic. I'm calling to you about the party you guys have this weekend.
Okay, yeah.
Your son's turning five?
That's right, yeah.
We've got you down for two of our bounce houses to be at your residence.
Yeah, that's right, yeah, two of them. I got two scheduled.
Please don't blame the messenger. You were dealing with my associate Chris, correct?
Yeah.
Well, we call him Brain Dead Chris for a reason. Apparently Chris did not have the right books on the month. All the bounce houses and slides are booked for this weekend.
Well, I mean, what am I supposed to do now? I'm kind of freaking out.
But we still have some options for you.
Other bounce houses, I hope, but that's what I need. I need my two bounce houses. You guys need to make it right.
Have you ever heard of meat pools?
Meat pools? No, what the hell's a meat pool?
Well, you've seen kiddie pools, right?
Yeah.
Well, here's what we do. We fill kiddie pools with hamburger meat.
Are you kidding me? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Hear me out, hear me out. Those little rascals go crazy for it. They play with it in between their fingers. They get in there like a ball pit. They love stomping around in the hamburger meat. It's almost like they're stomping grapes.
That sounds like a good way to make a bunch of kids think of the birthday party. Are you an idiot? I just want my bounce houses.
It's all organic, free of hormones.
I don't care about meat. Are you listening to yourself? A meat pool? A meat pool. You're seriously going to bring a pool filled with meat for me to entertain my kid at his birthday party?
It's an option.
Are you kidding me? Half these kids are vegan anyways, and the other half are allergic to everything. Is your manager there?
Well, I am the owner of the company.
You got to be kidding me, man. That's ridiculous. You got to have some other options for me. I'm not doing a meat pool.
I can pull some strings. I can rework the books a little bit, and I can get you half your deposit back.
You're not listening to me. You're not hearing me clearly at all. I want the bounce houses that I ordered.
All the Instagram moms are currently going crazy for the meat pool.
I don't care. I don't give a about that. I just want bounce houses. You got to have some other options for me, man. I'm serious. Now, well, I'm getting real pissed off now.
There's one other option. I actually ran this by your wife, Diane. She told me that it would be a great idea if we pranked you this morning on Cool FM. It's Nico from The Nico Show.
What? Oh my God, this is a prank? My wife did this?
Yeah.
It was your wife.
Oh, yeah, it was your wife. God. It was your wife's
I'm
fault.
I'm going to kick her butt, man. Are you serious? Oh, my God. You guys have me so stressed out. I was really sorry I cussed at you. Man, I was so upset.
And boy, he's got a mouth on him, doesn't he?
I know. I hope nobody heard that.
Oh, they did.
Oh, there was a few people.
Give me the phone.
Phony Baloney. Weekdays at 7:45 and 9:45 on The Nico Show.
I'm going to answer my phone.